Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's time to welcome Stephanie Moon. Good evening. Welcome to the studio, Steph. How are you?
Brilliant. Thanks, Will.
And we've got an extra guest to welcome on to Flavours of the Week this week. I'd like to welcome Jamie Roberts into the studio. Hello. Yay! Good evening, Jamie.
Hi, Will. Good to be here.
And you are the owner of the Kilnsea Park Estate. So first of all, tell us what you do on the estate.
Well, my family's been there since about 1911, and we have a large farm. We've got a visitor attraction where kids can come along, and a lot of fish, because we've been producing fish since 1978. We've got fishing lakes, so yeah.
Wow, and for those that don't know, because we cover, you know, a really big area at Stray FM, whereabouts is Kilnsea exactly?
So we're just over the hill in Upper Wharfdale, very close to Grassington, about 5 minutes away, and Kilnsea is distinguished by the big cliff that hangs over the top of it.
Lovely, and a nice place to park up and go for a walk.
Yeah, fantastic countryside. Really, really beautiful area of the world.
Now, Steph, you inform me it's a very special day in Kilnsea, so we're on the edge of the bank holiday weekend. Of course, that starts tomorrow. A lot of people excited about that one. A lot of people getting Monday off, but for a lot of people involved with this show, also getting Tuesday off as well.
Wow, well, they should go along to Kilnsea Show, because it's a fantastic country show. 12,000 people. It's a monster of a show. And if you've never been before, there is so much to do. There's like a fell race. What else is there, Jim? There's loads of stuff to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a showcase of country life, really. So if you like getting into the great outdoors, you like getting away, relaxing, learning about country life, there's more animals than you can shake a stick at there. You know, there's sheep
traditional
and cows.
Shows.
And, yeah, there's dry stone walling, sheepdog trials, and then there's all sorts of exciting sports, including the amazing crag race, which is just, it's a spectacle. You've got to see it to believe it. It's one of the most dangerous and thrilling races. It only lasts about 12 minutes, but people really put life and limb out there, and they're racing up and down a cliff, so well worth catching.
This sounds very dangerous, but very fun. Are you taking part in this one yourself and Jamie?
Well, after last year's show, I foolishly bet somebody that I would do the race. So yes, I am doing it. This will be the first and only time.
Ooh.
Are you feeling nervous?
Yeah, kind of scared about it. Yeah, I'm not a regular runner, so we'll just have to just see how it goes.
Oh, do you know, I think I'm going to have to come and see this one myself. So Kilnsea Show is held in Kilnsea, and it's next Tuesday. A lot of people flocking. It's going to be a great day out, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for the weather. Steph, what are we cooking tonight?
Well, we thought, you know, because Kilnsea Show and Jamie obviously owning Kilnsea Park and the trout farm there, let's have some Kilnsea trout.
Because fresh from the farm then.
Yeah, and every time I personally go to Kilnsea Show, there's a big food area at Kilnsea Show, there's cookery demos all day, there's lots of farm producers, you know, small producers. And, you know, for Jamie and his family and the team at Kilnsea Park, they produce some fantastic Kilnsea Park trout pate, and we've brought it along. Jamie's brought it in, and it is really, really good, Will. You've got to have a little taste of this.
So tell us about keeping trout then, Jamie. Tell us about the world of that.
Well, the advantage that we've got is fantastic water. So we've got a brilliant spring there, and that means that the fish spend sort of the year of their life in this brilliant spring water. It gives them an incredibly sort of pure flavour. We then take that trout, we smoke it over oak chippings for about 6 to 8 hours, and we can then turn that smoked trout into all sorts of premium products, from pâtés to pies to something called smoked trout chowder, which is like a kind of...
Which is mind-blowing,
yeah,
I have to say.
Which is a sort of creamy, really good. Creamy fish broth, if you like. But the pâté is great. That's one of Mum's recipe that we've had probably going for about 25 years now. And it's smoked trout, bit of horseradish, bit of lemon, black pepper. And it just goes great with everything. Toast, it's a great starter, nice in sandwiches, you know.
I bet you do a lovely fish pie.
We do indeed. Yeah, we got an award for our fish pie.
Oh, wow.
A few years ago. We got Great Taste National Food Award for that. So yeah, we're very much into all things fish.
And Jamie, you know, if people want your products, are they just for sale at Kilnsea, or, you know, is it across the Dales?
Yeah, we have a little stall at Kilnsea Show itself, and we also have a shop and a cafe there at Kilnsea, so people can
Lovely.
Come along and buy them.
Right, I'm going to come round then, and I'm going to
give it a whirl. One other thing, Will, that you can do up there at Kilnsea in the trout farm is if you've got sort of young family or just fancy having a go at catching a fish, you can go along and you can basically catch a fish. I did it myself, and it was awesome.
How long did it take you?
Well, in the main pool, I think I was there about half an hour and nothing was happening. Then you go into like the children's you go fishing in the children's pool, and I literally within, I don't know, 10 seconds, I'd caught a trout.
I have to say, though, that we have a slight disadvantage. On the main pool, you've got to use flies, and on the kids' pool, you can use sweet corn. So that's why you can, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Absolutely delicious, that is. I've got to say, really, really nice. And I'm not even a lover of fishy products, but that's very, very tasty. Jamie, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the race on Tuesday, and good luck with the show. And thanks for joining us in the studio tonight.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week on Stay FM.